With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said early Wednesday that he would soon lift the martial law he imposed during a tense night of political drama. Correspondent Raphael Wober reports it's an anxious time in South Korea.
This really harks back to South Korea's previous history of dictatorship, which ended in the 1980s. It's unbelievable for many people in the region to see this happening in South Korea again, because the country over the past decades has become such an economic and cultural powerhouse.
Yoon had declared martial law late Tuesday, vowing to eliminate anti-state forces as he struggles against an opposition that controls the country's parliament and that he accuses of sympathizing with communist North Korea. Less than 3 hours later, parliament voted to lift the declaration. The ceasefire agreed to last week between Israel and Hezbollah is being tested to its limits.
We had the Lebanese parliamentary speaker, an ally of Hezbollah, coming out saying that over the past few days there had been more than 50 violations by Israel. Israel, meanwhile, has said that Hezbollah is also violating the ceasefire. It's accused it specifically of moving weapons back into the very south of Lebanon. A lot now really depends on this mechanism that was set up. Both sides can report violations to this committee that involves a U.S. Army general based in Beirut.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell reporting from Jerusalem. Cleanup works continuing around parts of the Great Lakes region socked by lake-effect snowstorms that dropped several feet of snow over the weekend. Forecasters are warning that another storm system could add a few more inches. This is SRN News. The Christmas wars are heating up in Iowa.
Last year, in the city of Toledo, some atheists managed to get a nativity scene at the local firehouse taken down. This year, members of Solid Rock Church are firing back. Iowa News Now reports that the church has set up a large nativity outside the sanctuary that includes an image of King Herod, which bears the word atheist. This has prompted local atheists to complain that the church is, quote, taking things too far, but there are no plans to modify the display. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The bells of Notre Dame are chiming again, but scaffolding that still clings to the cathedral is puzzling some Parisians and raising questions about whether the monument's grand post-glazed reopening is more symbolic than substantive. The iconic church looks bright inside, but still has construction work outside. It's scheduled to welcome the faithful back this coming Sunday. This is SRN News. President-elect Donald Trump has accepted an invitation from France.
It's a grand reopening he couldn't resist. Donald Trump says he'll attend the celebration for the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris this weekend, his first foreign trip since winning the presidential election. About 50 heads of state are expected at the high-security affair, which follows a devastating fire in 2019 and 5 years of reconstruction on the landmark site. Trump made the announcement in a post on his Truth Social site. French President Emmanuel Macron was quick to congratulate Trump on his November election before the race was even called. Last weekend, Trump announced he intends to nominate Charles Kushner, the father of Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to serve as ambassador to France. I'm Jennifer King.
A court in Bangladesh has rescheduled a bail hearing for a prominent Hindu leader who was detained after leading large rallies in the Muslim-majority country, demanding better security for minority groups. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.